Hey, everybody. It's that time again to check in with what's going on with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got Mr. Kapti on the line, superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools. They've recently had a board meeting, so we got to figure out what went on there. Things of importance coming up, and we'll talk some events going on with Ekalaka Schools as well. But first off, welcome back, and thanks for coming back around, Mr. Kapti.
Oh, always good to talk to you, Blake, and always good to get the word out to the community about what's going on with the school.
Right on. And speaking of getting the word out, looking like a bond survey we should be looking out for as kind of my first thing that I've got to talk to you here. Bond approval coming through the school board, so now time to get people's opinions, right?
Well, we are actually, we're kind of rolling merrily along on that. The bond will go into the mail on the 17th of April, and so we will, that'll hit people's inboxes, their mailbox, because it's all mail-in ballot, on the 18th, depending on when they get their mail, but it should be on the 18th, and then they have till May 6th to get that back into the school. They can also come pick one up at the school at the school as well, and then we just check off the one that was mailed to them. And we will be, that bond is for that $2.9 million bond for the roof and replacing the tile, getting the tile pulled out, getting rid of that asbestos underlayment under there, and then replacing the original gym floor from our gym and putting in a new gym floor because it's served its life.
Do you know, when they take those gym floors out, do you reckon those come out in a bunch of little like wooden pieces?
So they can, that's a great question, Blake. They can kind of take it out in a lot of different ways because they do take the boards that support it out underneath it. So you can take it out in kind of big chunks. You could, as big as you can get out the door kind of deal. You can take it out in 8-10 foot chunks. So people, we will be, when we get to that point, the bond passes and those things, we will look at some opportunities to put that up for bid and raffle and whatnot if people want some pieces of the original floor.
Yeah, see, you got what I was going for there. I was saying, yeah, you start saying original with the floor there, and you might have some folks pondering, well, I played some basketball or volleyball or some other assorted sport on that floor. Maybe put it up on the old mantelpiece.
Oh, exactly. And it's funny when you think about the high school, because the high school is called the new high school down here, even though it was built in 1981. But it's called the new high school because we have a lot of people that's not the high school they graduated from. So it's a good thing. It's a good connection to our community when you think about it. We've got a mix of old and young and all of those things. But the building's in great shape, and so we like calling it the new high school, too.
Nice. And then that meeting agenda, I was taking a look on the Facebook page there, and we were kind of mentioning this before we started recording. It's kind of a deceptive agenda. It looked like there was only a couple things to talk about, but ended up having a lot to flesh out that took some time in that meeting. So what kind of points that I saw were the jumpstart policy and then some changes to the student and activity handbook. So did you want to touch on anything from those?
So the jumpstart policy, that one, we're looking at creating a reading program during the summer, and that's going to be for incoming kindergarten, so pre-K through second grade, and it's a program through the state, but the first step in being able to open the doors for that program is you have to have a policy in place on how kids are going to be accepted into that. It's funded through the state, so it's a really good opportunity for kids, especially in those younger grades, to make sure they're reading at grade level, because reading opens the door. So we worked through that policy that's our first reading of that, and we'll have the second one at the next one, and it's pretty generic policy, but just saying that we're going to have this program and this is how kids will be selected. But then the student and activity handbooks, not that there was a lot of changes in either of those, but in the spirit of trying to create less overlap and just continual, okay, we've got this here and here and here, trying to take those two handbooks, because they should go in front of every one of our students, and blend them together. And so taking out this area because it's already covered here, which sounds amazingly easy to do, But it definitely takes some time, and so we're trying to not make that so much like an Encyclopedia Britannica and just get down to kind of the nuts and bolts, if you will.
I totally understand that. And then any other things you wanted to touch on from that meeting here?
Well, we had the other big piece was we started a conversation about a facilities plan as far as looking for opportunities to how do we improve our the overall the school appearance and those things. And the cool part about that is we've done a lot of community partnerships with that. So a lot of those things on the list that we worked through are grant funded or community backed or volunteer created. And so we're really excited. A couple of examples of that. We're getting new lights on our football field, and those new lights are being paid for through a grant working with Southeast Electric to change them to an energy efficient and getting LEDs. And so it's a really cool process because they're going to cut down, get rid of the poles and put in new poles. But just all these little pieces of community getting together and getting the right people at the table to make it happen without any expenditures as far as like on the school budget and those kind of things. It's really important. Then we've got our science class because we don't have a track down here. We have 22 kids out for our track program this year, the most in a long, long time for our high school. So we're really excited about that.
Right on.
But we don't even have a dirt oval around our football field because, yeah, a little history lesson for you, Blake. That the football field used to be part of a baseball field.
Oh.
So it wouldn't work so well if we had an oval through there. But we don't anymore. We don't have that baseball field attached. And so the science class has been working on trying to design, you know, how would that oval look with in our grounds, with potentially with new lights, with all of this stuff. And then we've already got community talking about lots of people around this part of the neck of the woods have graders and whatnot. Okay, we'll come in and we'll help grade it. And we've got other people that have been like, well, I think we've got some rock for that. And so really just kind of getting some pieces together to facilitate a track that could be used as a walking path, all those kind of things. But again, at zero cost to the school, but just a good thing for the community. So that's a pretty exciting piece of that, was talking through that. And immediately we have to, you know, go back to our bond, because we did want to touch on a couple things with that bond, but specifically for our voters out there listening, that bond was built to, if there's any money left over, if there's any money left over from the three projects, that money immediately goes back to paying for the bond. So it goes to paying it off faster. So if those bids come in cheaper, anything comes in less, or they get the work done faster, any of those things, that money can't be used for, say, like the facilities plan or for anything else. The bond money that people are voting on can only be used to fix and do those things that we need to get done. And I'll throw that out there. If anybody does have questions about that, please, and don't hesitate to call Blake. He knows. No, just kidding. Call the school. Talk to us. We want to make sure people, no matter how they're going to vote on that bond, we just want to make sure that they've got the facts. And I do, before, a couple things we were talking about before and that were really exciting. We had kids. The best part of our board meetings is at the very beginning. We always have student recognitions, and we always have classes coming or things that kids have been doing that are amazing and coming forward and talking about those. And so just super cool. The first person, you know, we had FCCLA. Well, we had they went to state FCCLA, and we had four of our kids and our sponsor there, Mrs. Walker, and they were talking about that they qualified for nationals. And so they're going to be headed to Orlando this summer. And they talked about that process. And it's sometimes we just take for granted how awesome our kids are. And so that was super exciting to hear about that, and be looking forward to hearing about how that trip goes. And then kind of on that other super exciting note, we had Miss Bella Jensen is one of our students. She's one of our juniors, and she was named Miss Teen Rodeo Montana 2025. And so this happened a couple weeks ago. And so we had her there, and she had her crown on, and she got to talk to the board about what that looked like and where she's going with that. And so just That's definitely the best part of our board meetings, is the chance to get to celebrate our kids and what they're doing. And it's just a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Having some success out of the students down there in Ekalaka, always fun to celebrate that. And that's pretty cool that they kind of get a moment before the meetings. I wasn't aware of that. So teaching me all kinds of things today, as usual.
Yeah, well, we learn from each other. You know, there's always some good stuff, and we're always learning along the way.
Heck yeah. And speaking of things that are on the way, coming up here real soon, we're recording this on Friday the 11th. You got your prom tomorrow, Saturday the 12th. You're going to be out there doing some chaperoning?
Oh, yes, I will. That is on my list of like favorite things. It's a fun thing for kids to get dressed up, and they've done a great job. I've been in the gym, and the junior class is always in charge of that and gets to build that, and it looks amazing. And we've got a great community group that has done a good job of building an after-prom party for after-prom. We've got some exciting things with that. We've got the National Guard coming down. They've got some obstacle courses there. Putting in the gym for them to do with that. We've got a mechanical bowl. I think you should come down for the after prom party.
See, I don't know. It's weird to me because we never had anything like that. We were just expected to be left to our own devices. And I had really strict parents, so I didn't have many devices to attend to myself. But long story short, yeah, I don't even know how to act at an after prom party. I never had one.
This would be the chance, right? We could do maybe a live broadcast from the bowl, from the mechanical bowl. I see some potential here.
Yeah. Might have to brainstorm that one up. But are you going to get a little bit of respite, man, with all this stuff going on? Are you going to be able to take off Monday for your Easter break? That's when you guys are having it, like Monday the 21st, right?
Correct. And so, yeah, I'm actually, yes and no. Yes, I am going to get a little bit of time. I'm actually headed to an educational conference that will overlap over that. So it's kind of a good way to combine getting work done while getting, an extra chance to catch your breath.
Well, right on. Sweet. Well, I guess floor is yours. That's all the points I had to make sure I talked to you about today. So anything else you'd like to get in here before we sign off for this round?
Oh, I think that's it. I'm sure there's always more. Keep an eye on our Facebook page, and we'll figure out the things we forgot and go from there, Blake.
Right on. Well, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for keeping us informed, and you enjoy your Easter, all right?
All right. Same to you, Blake.
Thanks.